Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Donna. Donna, you there?
Donna?
Yes, I am here.
There Hi, Donna. She is. Donna is the proprietor of Mystical Emporium. Is that right?
This sounds like my kind of place.
That's correct.
And you sell what at Mystical Emporium?
I sell jewelry, crystals. I do tarot readings, oracle readings. Only been open for about 3 months now. And I know Jen loves crystals.
You are correct. I have a house. They're in the walls of my home.
They're in this room right now.
They are. That's so true. I have this huge chunk of shungite to protect us from all the EMF in this room.
There you go. See?
And thank God.
I know. We need it because there's some scary stuff
going on.
I feel
like on a day like St. Patrick's Day, you know, leprechauns and mystical things happening, that this might be a fun mom and pop spot.
Now, Donna, is there a crystal that protects you from allergies?
Oh.
Because that seems to be something we're all plagued with.
Oh, you know, that's something I've never really looked into. You know, people ask for fertility crystals and, you know, to ward off the evil spirits or healing. So there are immune system allergies. So that could be something to go, you know, immune system crystals.
Or a phlegm repellent of some kind would be great.
I think you're pushing it a little too far now, Jeff.
I'm just coming up with ideas here.
There may not be crystals, but there are essential oils.
Consider it customer feedback.
Yep. If you ain't got crystals, you got oils.
So you've only been in business for 3 months. So you're kind of trying to get off the ground and get some momentum going here, right?
Yes.
Very
Absolutely.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to tell them I was reading your email story about how and why you decided to open this business in the first place.
Okay, so this was my dream, but I was in the corporate world for years, and my company pulled out of the U.S., and I took my life savings, and here I am.
Wow. So which part of the business were you most, were you just attracted to all things metaphysical, or was there something in particular that really drew you to this?
No, all things. I grew up with it. My mom had, it's been in my life as long as I've known.
As you speak
so
to us
I
right
call
now.
I call my mom the OG.
Yeah. As you speak to us, do you have any sort of crystal? You got like one under a boob. You got a fanny pack full of them on you.
Hey, are
you
just waiting? Because I walk around with them under my boob and in a fanny pack doesn't mean
Are you
ever...
weighted to one side because you have
absolutely
a bag
you
of
know
rocks
they're not
on a
sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not sisters anymore. They're cousins because you know I have to carry a lot under one of them.
There, okay. That's right.
All right.
I hear
you. You know your stuff.
My kid's sitting next to me right now, and in his fanny pack, he has crystals.
Oh, absolutely. You have to.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Donna. Where are you located? How do we find you? What's the website? Is there a fun phone number?
Yes. So I'm located at 1117 Maggie Avenue in Fairfield, Ohio, 45014.
Where do we find that? Is it like across from something?
Like a landmark of some kind that we can go by?
It's next door to the oldest bar in Fairfield called the Elbow Room.
Oh, next to the Elbow Room.
Okay. So tell me what all you've got in the shop. So you've got crystals of all shapes and sizes, a wide variety.
Correct.
Okay.
Wide variety.
Now, do you sell oracle cards and tarot cards?
Yes. And runes. I sell runes, oracle cards, tarot cards.
Okay.
What's a rune?
Pendulum. Runes tell your fortune in a different way than the cards do.
Okay.
Also, we have bag of bones, which is another way to tell your fortune. We have pendulum boards, jewelry from the evil eye to the Hansen, the hand.
Nice.
We have sage, incense.
All the stuff you got to burn to clear the energy.
I was just going to say that, yes.
Do you also have accelerants to light the sage with?
No.
Oh, you got to provide your own matches.
Yeah, you need your own lighter.
Okay.
Donna, do you have a website or where do we find you on Facebook? What's the best way to
Facebook, Mystical Emporium, LLC.
Mystical Emporium. All right.
Is it spelled funky or anything?
No.
Just like it should be.
Absolutely.
Spell like it sounds.
I got to ask because sometimes people have a business name and then their Facebook is a completely different name and then they don't understand why people can't find them.
Can't find them, yes.
Well, I was able to
my website.
Yeah.
My website's a work in progress right now.
Okay.
With only being open 15 weeks.
I was able to find it right away.
Yeah, I found you. Oh, this is some really cool stuff on here.
All right, I'm looking it up right now.
So how much does it cost for a tarot reading? Can people just show up or do you got to make an appointment or...
If walk-ins are welcome, appointments are welcome. A tarot reading is $30. We also do parties. We have packages where you can bring 3 or 4 or 5 people with you, and a bottle of wine comes with that. We have different packages available.
Cool.
Very cool. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff
on here. You can do it individually or you can do it as a party.
You do a geode cracking party?
Yes.
Need to get another sheet of notes here.
Oh, fun. Geode cracking parties. Do you guys know what that is? Penelope would love this.
It's really cool because it's a rock.
Would love this.
And you hit it with a hammer and then you open it up and it's beautiful.
And you see the beauty inside.
Yes.
Penelope would love it.
And then I have the black light to show you how it shines.
Oh, I love that. Oh, and this jewelry. Checking it out.
All right.
Well, see, I'm the opposite. I'm beautiful on the outside, and you crack me, and it's just stone inside.
Stop. That's not true.
I can't concur on that. I'm just kidding.
So, Donna, on a slightly different subject, I'm just curious, like, if, as your company, you said your old company, when you were in the corporate world, left the U.S., did you have an opportunity to go with them if you wanted to leave the country and continue working for them?
That was never even a consideration. I never even dreamed of that. So,
what? Yeah. I'm just curious. Yeah. Were they based out of Asia or Europe?
The Netherlands.
Okay.
Oh, this is fun too. The craft. I like the mandalas.
I have idea what that is.
You do. That's a mandala. That design.
And like you can make
it. My whole arm is mandala.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, where it looks like stained glass.
It's a design.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in the production room. I think I have a lot of stuff here. I'm going to try to come up with a fun way to talk about this and a little commercial.
And a little ditty.
Yeah. We'll
see. Candle making.
See what we can do.
Yes.
We'll have some fun.
All the young candles, all of that.
Yeah. This looks like a ton of fun.
All right, Nancy, this is very exciting.
Takes about an hour.
We're on it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Love it.
We'll talk to you later.
I'll call you back.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. All right.
So long.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Got enough to work with there?
If you need any help, just holler.
I know who to look at.
You know who to
get to. Yeah.
I'm smelling an influencer campaign.
It looks like she's got some Buddha statues. It's great.
All right, I'll see you guys in a few.
Well, you got to come back for Secret Sound.
Yeah, Secret Sound.
Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget, you're a judge.
Just remind me.
All right.
Yeah, Secret Sound happens at 7:40, and we have a special clue today.
Oh, it's an audio clue, isn't it?
It is an audio clue.
All right.
Now, you can get a little earlier if you have time. Go to our Q102 Facebook page and watch our video from this morning because we at least try to play it for you.
Yeah.
You should be able to hear it pretty well on there. I got really close to the speaker.
Yeah, get a little bit of a heads up. And keep in mind, we were like hot yesterday at what, 140, Tim?
Was it hot?
140, mm-hmm. It was hot.
Really?
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
a lot of correct stuff in there. Maybe just some of the other pieces some were wrong.
Well, the Facebook Live video this morning is very giving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Very generous.
Very generous.
Okay. We'll do that at 7:40. In the meantime, let's check the roads. We got Denise with your latest traffic.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Rain to start this morning. It's kind of been on and off, sort of spitting. Most of this stuff's supposed to taper off by noon, but then this afternoon it'll be windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. Those temperatures are going to fall into the low 40s by about 5 o'clock. And right now it is 50 at Cincinnati's Q102.
I'm just going to hang till after the game.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's
good
idea. Yeah, and I'll come up with, you know, something to fill time with here for another minute because I don't want to go early.
Yeah, because you're going to get in trouble if you go early.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, everyone.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day. How much fun is this?
So what state in the U.S. do you think you would find the most Irish people?
It's got to be the Northeast somewhere, right?
Yep.
Boston. Oh, state.
You think it's Boston? You think it's Massachusetts?
I would guess Massachusetts,
yep. too. Everybody would pretty much guess Massachusetts, but and you're close.
There's Chicago. New York. Dye the whole river green.
That's true, too.
That's a pretty big deal.
I'm going to go with just population, New York.
New York, okay, based on population. Well, you got the Northeast right. But the state is actually New Hampshire.
Really?
At least as far as percentages go. 20% of the people in New Hampshire have Irish ancestry.
Huh.
But if you were to go by population, you might have a completely different number, and Massachusetts has a lot more people in it than New Hampshire.
There's more Irish Americans than there are actual Irish people on the actual island and country of Ireland.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Which is interesting to think about because it doesn't always work that way for other countries. Yep.
Massachusetts is second. 20% of the population of Massachusetts is of Irish descent.
It just feels like the last names in Massachusetts support
There's a lot
that.
Of those.
Like O'Donohue, O'Donoghue.
And then amongst large cities, my hometown of Boston does have the highest percentage of people with Irish ancestry at 22.8%. Pittsburgh is second, followed by Philadelphia.
So what's going on with the pickle costumes that I keep seeing on TV? What does the pickle have to do with
nothing?
St.
This is
Patrick's
some sort
Day.
Of weird crap from Texas.
Okay. Because I'm like,
they're not
I don't
how to
remember.
Celebrate
they're like, what is green? Just,
are they going with the pickle because it's green?
Yes, I believe that's what
that
it is.
That is it. We need a green
I don't hate
costume.
It. I'm a pickle
Let's
fan.
Go with a pickle.
But they don't know what they're doing.
As a pickle lover, I would allow it, but it is stupid. Right, Tim?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.